Halftime Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings, it's a fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got it, throws. He's got Golden Tate, who makes the catch. Inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags, start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocks the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of the cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? From the showroom at the Monroe Superstore, my name's Mike Miller. This is Drive Time. It's driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Today is Thursday, April the 13th. This is show 1,370, and we've put 435 guests through Drive Time. Again, glad to have you on board. We're in the showroom, got a good show lined up. The ECHL Coach of the Year, Dan Watson, will join us at 5:15 tonight. The Walleye Coach, they get the playoffs underway Friday and Saturday night down at the Huntington Center. That is a best-of-seven where the Walleye play two at home, two in Kalamazoo. Then the series is 1-1-1. So, again, Dan Watson coming up at 5:15. 5:35 tonight, the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs got underway last night. There were five games. There's three more games tonight. Talk about the NHL. Toledo born and raised, actually Genoa, but 1,000-plus National Hockey League games. Brian Smolinski will join us at 5:35 tonight. So Dan Watson at 5:15, Brian Smolinski at 5:35 tonight. Tigers today got absolutely throttled at home at Comerica Park. Tigers record now drops on the year to 6-3. Minnesota wins it by a score of 11-5. This is the Reeb Funeral Home Detroit Tiger Report. The good news, Miguel Cabrera had a home run today. Still, obviously, a long ways from hit. Last guy I'm going to worry about is Miguel Cabrera, but hit one to right center field today, an absolute bomb. But the Tigers get beat, getting ready to go into Cleveland tomorrow night for that big series on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. How about Saturday afternoon's matchup? Justin Verlander against Corey Kluber. You know, by all practical purposes, the two best right-handers in baseball going down the stretch last year were Corey Kluber of the Indians and Justin Verlander of the Tigers. Both, of course, were in the Cy Young mix. But again, Kluber versus Verlander should be a great matchup on Saturday. National Hockey League, again, Brian Smolinski will join us. Three games tonight, Chicago at Nashville, Toronto at Washington, Calgary's at Anaheim. Blue Jackets got beat last night by a score of 3-2-1. Mud Hens open today. 4 o'clock was the first pitch down at 5th Third Field. I was downtown this morning in that area, and I can tell you the festivities got underway very, very early. Let's go back to our Cumulus Drive Time ESPN 106.5, the Ticket Studios, where Frank Gargano standing by. Frank, an update on the Hens and their home opener, who have won 5 straight, by the way.
Yeah, well, they're losing right now, Mike. Down with a little bit of trouble. It's now 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. Chad Bell, not the best outing, not the worst. Giving up 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 error, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts on the day, however, but in the hole a little bit early.
All right, thanks, Frank. We'll check in with Frank later in the show to get a live update on that Mud Hens home opener today down at Fifth Third Field. Sanchez was absolutely brutal today for the Tigers. Inning and a third, gave up 6 runs and 7 hits. Talked about the Cabrera Jack. That's good news. Jacoby Jones had 2 hits, and Jose Iglesias, 3 hits for the Detroit Tigers. So that's the Reed Funeral Home Detroit Tiger report. They make their way into Cleveland. Got bombarded today. The Tigers 11-5. 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Minnesota. Detroit had 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. By the way, my general manager, Frank Gargano, is standing by right now. I want to remind everybody, too late for golf. Tee time this morning at 7:10, so think about next week, FanDuel's golf action, and a lot of fun, by the way, especially I was entered into the Masters FanDuel. It was a lot of fun, not only watching the golf, but rooting for certain guys that you have on your team. The RBC Harbortown Heritage Classic is underway at Hilton Head. Again, think about it next week, FanDuel golf. Also basketball, baseball as well. Over 2.5 million players have won money playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. Try it out today. New users, you'll get FanDuel's combo 5-pack valued up to $50. That's free entries to win a combination 50-50 beginner contest. Just finish in the top half to win cash. That's FanDuel. Get your 5 free entries. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on Join Now, and all of a sudden you enter that promo code France, F-R-A-N-T-Z. That's FanDuel.com, promo code France. Void where prohibited. Well, my general manager, Frank, was hard at it last night. Who'd we have, Frank?
Well, you know, pitching-wise, we did really well, Mike. Michael Fulmer for Detroit, 6 innings pitched, only giving up 3 runs. 7 strikeouts in the day. Also picked up Mike Leake for St. Louis. Same thing, seven innings pitched, 7 strikeouts, only giving up 4 hits. No runs on the batting side, not too bad, not too good. Yoenis Cespedes for New York went 1-for-2 with a 2-run double, and Adam Duvall for Cincinnati 1-for-4 with a run and a walk.
Good stuff, Frank. Keep at it. We'll do it again and talk about it again tomorrow. That's FanDuel, by the way. Get your 5 free entries. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and enter promo code France, FanDuel.com, promo code France, void where prohibited. Again, that's FanDuel. A big part of Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Back with the ECHL Coach of the Year, Dan Watson, after this. The amazing April deals continue here at the Superstore through tomorrow. How about this one? 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude, only $158 a month, 36-month lease. This is Drive Time.
Talking local sports, it's Drive Time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com as those amazing April deals continue. Brian Smolinski will join us at 5:35 tonight, 1,000-plus National Hockey League games with just about everybody of the original six. Brian will join us. 5 games in the NHL last night. Stanley Cup playoffs are underway. 3 games tonight in the NHL. NHL hockey talk, again, coming up at 5:35 tonight, right after the TASS Electronic Sports and Weather Update. Traffic as well towards the bottom of the hour. Be careful out there, everybody. A lot of traffic, especially downtown. Well, the ECHL Coach of the Year joins us now, Dan Watson of the Toledo Walleye. Congratulations, Coach.
Well, thanks very much, Mike. I really appreciate that.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, and listen, anytime I've talked to a coach that's been named Coach of the Year, always very humbling, humbling experience, and certainly a lot of guys that I'm guessing were in the mix. But when you look at the type of year and the record that the Walleye had, and give your players credit, I know you do on a daily basis, still a big honor. I mean, I don't really see another choice in this thing after you guys run off an unbelievable record of 51-17-4. Tell me about that and this year coaching this particular club, again, Coach of the Year. Did you do anything different than you've done in the past? Or listen, we all grow in our professions. I guess I'll put it that way. Put your thumb on that and this year's coaching job from you and Andy. Tell us a little bit about it if you could.
Well, I think it started right from day one. After being named, I already had a plan in place of what I wanted to do. It's been somewhat of a long time coming, and so I felt I was very prepared. And then the players coming back, the guys that wanted to come to Toledo, they're here for the right reason, so they're playing and doing things the right way all the time. And then I hired Andy Delmore as the assistant, the guy I trusted, the guy I knew. A guy I knew I could do the job, and that was the biggest thing. I wanted a guy who could come in and do the power play and work with the defenseman and have a handle on all the skill development, and he's done a tremendous job with that. And you know, obviously, being coach of the year, it's one of those things. You have to surround yourself with people you trust, people you like, and people you know that are going to do a great job. And our entire staff, not just Andy, but our equipment, Dave Alio, our medical with Brad Frederick, even Matt Malzak, who's in our office on a daily basis, and Matt Bollinger, who does our home video. All the guys do a great job. They love coming to the rink, and it's been such a pleasure for that. And then obviously the players, just the type of guys we want, the character guys, the leaders. It makes my job easy, and it really is a lot of fun coming to the arena every day. And talk about growing throughout the season. I think there's a time through probably game 40 through 45 where we struggled just a little bit. There wasn't a lot of practice time. There were some travel issues, things like that. A lot of guys called off, guys hurt. And one thing I learned through that little struggle was, now next year going into something like that, a show more video. We were just getting out there doing our regular practice the day before a game and just trying to go and play. I didn't want to overload them too much. But now looking back on it, I probably would show even some more video on that, just to continue the learning process and the learning curve. But overall, I think our process throughout the year, and we talk about process and what does that mean? It's the guy showing up every day, willing to learn, willing to work, and getting better. And so our guys did that. And I think that's why, you know, the record is what it is. It's a 51 win season, which is fantastic. I congratulated guys probably three or four times already in a fantastic regular season, but we're really, really excited about tomorrow night.
Again, talking to Dan Watson, coach of the Toledo Walleye. If you just got in your car, just tuned in, ECHL Coach of the Year, old news by now, but certainly well-deserved. You know, we've had a lot of your players on over the last 2-3 weeks, either on Face Off, the hockey show, or this show here, Drive Time. And, you know, I just get a sense they're enjoying each other's company, which is, man, it's paramount this time of the year. And you get the sense they don't want to lose because of the guy sitting next to him there in the stall next to him. And, I mean, that to me is powerful. You can coach that. You can create an atmosphere, but you certainly got to have the right mix. And, listen, not to blow smoke, you guys put together the right mix. So far, so good. But, as you mentioned, regular season over, moving into the playoffs. But chemistry, I think a lot of times, Dan, overused in some sports, but I've never thought it was in hockey. And I think you got a lot of that right now.
No, we do. We do. Guys have played together now for 2 years, if not even three. Some guys were college teammates. So we have a bunch of guys who have been friends, not only for two, but even more years. And that's crucial. That's an extremely important piece and part of what we try to do. And the culture within that locker room, behind those walls that people don't get an opportunity to see, they love coming to the arena. They have fun together. And that's the biggest part. And, you know, I know there's teams where sometimes personalities don't match, and they don't match. And this is our team. Every single guy truly cares about each other. They want to see that person succeed, not necessarily themselves. And that's a meeting we had today heading into playoffs. We need to be a team, and we have been all year. We need to continue that and even grow even a stronger bond. And it's not about the individual accolades anymore. Those have already been distributed. Now it's about our team, and we have a one-game focus, a next-play mentality on the ice, and we're going to be positive. And that's another thing in our group. They're very positive. It's pats on the backs. It's trying to pick guys up maybe if they're down or if they aren't playing the right way or playing up to their ability. Our guys truly care about each other, and it is a special thing to watch.
Again, talking to Dan Watson, coach of the Toledo Walleye, who, by the way, home Friday against Kalamazoo, Saturday against Kalamazoo. This is ESPN's Drive Time. It's a 2-2-1-1-1 series format. Tell me about the Kalamazoo Wings. You see them again in this best of seven. You saw Dan Watson, a lot of them during the regular season. Tell me about Kalamazoo, and tell me, will this be a different type style of play series than you saw in the regular season. I don't think you changed too much up. But listen, I've seen it over the years. All of a sudden, you know, it's like a chameleon. Teams will change colors a little bit come this time of year. What do you expect from them?
Well, Kalamazoo, they do a great job getting on top of you. And what I mean by that is they take away all your time and space. They have great gap control through the neutral zone. And then they're tenacious on the forecheck. They really get pucks in behind the defenseman, and they send two guys. So we have to make sure for us, and it's been part of our mentality and our habits already, is we have to outnumber them in the defensive zone to get pucks out quickly and then go to our strength offensively. We want to do what they want to do. We want to get pucks in behind and spend time in the offensive zone as much as we can and then make their goalies work early. We need to wear them down defensively, and I think that's where we can hopefully get on top of them as well. But one thing for us is our puck management, and that could be a team's Achilles. And I know it's probably, you know, a ton of coaches say that. What do we do with the puck? We can't turn the puck over, and it truly is. It's one of those things where we've got to make sure pucks get out of our zone, and we have to make sure pucks get into their zone. Any type of turnover in the neutral zone, they're going to attack us quickly on transition, and away they go. Very similar to a lot of teams and how a lot of teams play now. They love to sprint the neutral zone too as well. So we have to make sure we don't get skated past. We stay above them on the defensive side. And I think we have a great chance at winning some hockey games against them. With that said, they're very disciplined within their systems, very well coached. I've known Nick Bootlin now for several years. Their assistant coach, Joel Kwiatkowski, does a great job with their defensemen and their skill development part. So they've improved. They've had a great record. Since the All-Star break, I think it's around 27-13-1, somewhere in that neighborhood. So they're coming in hot, and they have great goaltending as well. So it's going to be a tough series.
You led to my next question. A couple of brief ones here. I mean, it goes without saying, not being master of the obvious here, as we're talking to Dan Watson, head coach of the Toledo Walleye, number one seed. Dan, you're going to have home ice throughout this thing. Tell me a little bit about that. I know it's important, but is there anything else that I'm missing here about the obvious advantage of home ice?
No. You know what? It's the energy and the passion the fans bring every single night. And our guys love playing at home. We've earned the right and earned the opportunity to have four home games every series now. It's something our guys love to do, is show up at the Huntington Center with a full packed house, a full barn. It gets them excited. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where that place can get electric. We just need something to get the crowd excited here early, make sure we're engaged right off the hop, and let's get that place rocking. And I'm excited to see the passion, the energy myself standing on that bench tomorrow night.
You mentioned goaltending Kalamazoo. Tell me about the matchup. Jake Patterson, we understand, is going to be your number one guy. I'm not asking you for what team has an advantage there, but listen, it's like pitching in postseason baseball. It's paramount. It's important. Anything about the goaltending matchup that you could fill us in with?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with our own goaltending, Jake, and both Jeff Lurie too, but Jake is going to get the starts, and he provides us an opportunity to win all the time. He's a competitor. He's definitely grown his game and his mental side of the game tremendously, even from last year. And with Kalamazoo, Joel Martins, he's a veteran guy. He's been around the league for a while. He competes, and he can play the puck like another defenseman back there. So it's important if he's in the net, we have to keep it away from him. And then Nick Riopel, he's a contracted goalie from the Syracuse Crunch, and he's been solid. His numbers, again, post All-Star game have been fantastic. And you know, it's one of those things. He's good down low, but anything in tight, we have to make sure we elevate pucks and create and try to jump on those second chance opportunities with any rebounds off those two goalies.
Good stuff, Coach. Hey, congratulations again. We'll be watching. We'll be rooting. And again, congratulations on a lot of different things. And we'll talk to you maybe next week or one of your players or somebody to keep all over this thing. Good luck on Friday.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.
That's Dan Watson, ECHL Coach of the Year. This is Drive Time. My name is Mike Miller. Show driven by the low-payment King Ralph Mahalik. By the way, the amazing April deals continue through tomorrow. Here is one of my favorites, 2017 Cherokee Trailhawk, 4x4, $228 a month, 36-month lease. All those deals, you can see them. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Again, this presentation, as always, brought to you by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. TAS Electronics Update, sports and weather, right around the corner. This week, $149, four-star window tint, professionally installed on your vehicle. That's at TAS Electronics. Tell our good friend Al Papier that Monroe Dodge, the low payment king, and Mike Miller said hello. Back after this.
The cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. My name is Mike Miller. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Glad to have you on board. Just talked to Dan Watson, head coach of the Toledo Walleye. They get underway best of seven series against Kalamazoo. That starts Friday night down at the Huntington Center. Games 1 and 2 in Toledo Friday and on Saturday nights. That was a TAS Electronics update. Just a couple of notes. Tigers got beat today, and the Mudhens losing in the home opener downtown at 5th-3rd Field. National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs got underway last night. There were 5 games in the NHL, 3 more tonight. Great time of the year, a lot of hockey. And joining us now, a guy that played in a lot of National Hockey League playoff games. We'll claim them, Toledo, and I know Genoa's the real hometown spot of Brian Smolinski, but haven't heard his voice in a while. Hello, Brian, how are you?
Pretty good, Mike. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, as always, for taking the time. Listen, 5 games last night. Rangers, of course, beating Montreal 2-0, team you played for, the Montreal Canadiens. Pittsburgh beat Columbus 3-1, Pittsburgh, a team you played for. Boston beat Ottawa 2-1. You played for both those, I believe. San Jose and Edmonton. San Jose wins in overtime. And St. Louis beat Minnesota 2-1 in overtime. Number one, I know you watch a little hockey with your son. Did you see any of the games? And of any of those games, did anything stand out?
Well, I watched a few of them. I didn't see much of the Boston game. I saw maybe the last few minutes. But, you know, the game is obviously, when you hit the playoffs, it's a little bit faster, maybe a little bit more grittier. And it's just, you know, I think there's a little bit more board play, a lot more scrums. But overall, I think all the games, I mean, were excellent. It looks like there's a lot of parity out there. Not one team has shown or, you know, that they're dominant. So, you know, I'm looking for, you know, most of these series to probably go, maybe 5, 6, 7 games, which would be fantastic for hockey.
Tell me a little bit about you. You performed in enough for these 1,000 regular season games and a couple of hundred playoff games. Players preparing themselves. Listen, let's face it, 82 games, Brian, with travel and everything else. It's a long grind. It's a long year to get in playoff position. That little time off between game 82 and starting the playoffs, any particular routines or any particular schedules over the years that you saw coaches maybe embark on that you thought were successful? I guess it's getting down to preparation, transition, regular season, playoffs. Listen, the intensity rate automatically goes up a couple of notches. Anything else I'm missing here?
No, you pretty much touched on everything. I think, if I can expand on that a little bit, I think a lot of the teams they're kind of in playoff mode. You know, they were in playoff mode about a month or, 2 months ago. So, you know, everything was, points were at a premium. You know, at some point, you know, some teams went through, a little bit of a losing streak here and there, a winning streak. And everyone always puts a premium on, coming off a good win at the end of the season, or, you just want to be playing good hockey, whether you win or lose. And, everybody wants to finish, as high as possible. Nobody wants to play a specific team, so they always say, well, they'd match up well against that team. No, it doesn't matter. In a 7-game series, anything can happen. But, to answer your question about routines and all that, I think coaching staff, you have a guaranteed 4 games to prepare for, for a specific team. And, and they have, you know, scouting parts you go throughout the year. But they really, I think that might be the biggest change is you really see, they really break down a lot of the players, specifically, in meetings, you know, on those off days. You know, tendencies, who obviously, you know, has the most points, those are easy to do, but it's the grinding players that necessarily make the teams click. So what you see is, you know, they might particularly shoot somewhere on a goalie, you know, high, low, and really crash the boards, and it's all about game planning. So I think that's the biggest difference.
Well, three games tonight in the NHL. Chicago taking on Nashville. The Toronto Maple Leafs taking on Washington. One we're going to be able to get on Hockey Night in Canada. Very interesting viewing there. Calgary takes on Anaheim tonight. Again, three games tonight. There were five games last night. Hey, well, I have you on here, your old alma mater, Michigan State University, where, of course, you were a number one draft choice and went on to play for the Boston Bruins originally. Danton Cole, a guy that I know a little bit. He was with the Devils in 95 when we beat Detroit and won the Stanley Cup, the new head coach at MSU. I'm sure you know Danton, mainly because of his ties to this area, the development team, USA development team, and much, much more. Your thoughts as an alumnus and former player about the new coach at Michigan State University?
Well, I know, you know, all of us alumni we only want the best for our team and our particular, you know, alma mater. But, you know, to have Danton, you know, he has such a storied career. He did win a Stanley Cup. He's been in coaching for a lot of years. You know, he has coached at the NCAA level down in Huntsville. So he has, you know, he has the pedigree, which is fantastic. He knows, you know, he's been on the international scene a little bit with the U-17s and U-18s and possibly, and I think the World Junior team, you know, a previous year. So, he knows what it takes. And, you know, I remember listening to Tony Granato on the NHL Network just after he took the Wisconsin job last season or last summer. And his quote was, you know, what's the difference between, you know, the pros and the college besides the obvious? And he said, he's preparing to get these kids to the next level, you know, and that's the difference. You know, Coach Anastas, you know, as well-intended as he was, obviously wasn't prepared to coach at such an elite level, and especially Michigan State, which is such a storied, you know, collegiate program, you know, from Ron Mason and Emil Bassoni. And, you know, those guys, you know, they brought a tradition of no other. And unfortunately, it's, you know, it always, you know, there's always a backseat sometimes, and there's always ups and downs, but when a team kind of falls out of significance in Division One hockey, obviously all eyes are on that, and they had to make a change. And to have Danton in there, who's done such a great job at the at the development level and in college, it speaks volumes for what we have coming.
Again, Brian Smolinski joins us here on Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, where the amazing April deals continue. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Hey, Gerard Gallant today was named the head coach of Las Vegas in the National Hockey League, a guy that played in Detroit, been around a long time. Even saw him in the major junior ranks at a Memorial Cup not too long ago. Any relationship? Every time I ask you about somebody, you seem to, as long as you were around. I'm not going to age you here, Brian, but as many teams as you played for and folks you know. Anything about Gerard Gallant that you could pass on to us?
Well, you know, I thought he did a great job in Florida. We don't see Florida a lot, you know, enough on TV. They've always had good teams. I thought he was let go a little bit premature. You know, the word around the street was, you know, he's the one who had the, you know, the conflict with management kind of a thing. So, you know, it may be directed towards personnel. I think he's a fantastic coach. I don't think Vegas could ask for a better guy at the helm, especially with, you know, and it's going to be a different, you know, for Vegas, you know, they're the only team kind of coming in the league, so they kind of have a pick of a little bit of a litter, which is a very good litter. You know, they're going to be able to stockpile, you know, some good talent. They're going to have, you know, very good goaltenders to choose from, and you just never know. I think it's a pretty cool logo they have, but, you know, who'd have thought, you know, 15, 20 years ago you were going to have a Vegas team? You know, I played in Vegas, which, you know, the LA Kings had, you know, a lot of exhibitions there, and it was an unreal time, but who would have thought that guys were actually going to live there?
Well, you know what? George McVie was at our game not too long ago in Windsor, and he was talking about what a great market they think this is going to be in. Of course, the Raiders now moving to Las Vegas as well. Hey, speaking of your old team you just mentioned there, the Los Angeles Kings, by the way. You know, I was a little intrigued this week. You know, they fired Daryl Sutter, and they fired Dean Lombardi. Now, Daryl Sutter I can get just because coaching is coaching and there's an expiration date. Maybe the, you know, maybe his voice in that room, despite winning two Stanley Cups, maybe got a little bit old. But, you know, I find it a little hard to believe that, you know, Dean Lombardi, a general manager that orchestrated two cups in L.A., isn't given a little bit of a pass here. Normally when you see GMs sticking around in some cases, you know, 15, 20 years, but he's out the door, and Rob Blake, who played at Bowling Green, is a new GM. Your old organization there, I was surprised by the Lombardi situation there, not so much the Sutter.
You know, I kind of agree with you there. I'm a little confused at it as well, but, you know, my only reaction would be, you know, they breed excellence out there. You know, to miss out on the playoffs, I think would probably is a major step backwards. You know, and it doesn't sit well with either the fans or the organization, especially when, you know, you watch teams, and I really consider LA very much like Chicago. You know, in the last 5-6 years, you know, both teams have won a couple cups, and you know, you're always trying to breed that that excellence and the way they play and that foundation. So I think that they're the kind of the premier team that kind of had that big, strong, you know, we're going to come from and we're going to come in and beat you up, which is the, you know, the Sutter style. But, you know, maybe some of the transactions weren't the way, you know, the Dean, way he was, you know, trying to put the team together, and maybe him and, you know, cause I know Luke Robitaille took over president, and, you know, when that happens, they want to bring the, you know, a fresh eyes and, you know, just if you're going to change the coach, you know, who better to pick it than Rob Blake? So I'm very happy for Rob. I'm very partial to Rob and, you know, good friends, and wish him well. And I think they'll be back in the playoffs, if not maybe winning the Stanley Cup in the next years.
Well, Brian Smolinski joins us here on Drive Time ESPN 106.5. Of course, Willie Desjardins gone in Vancouver. No real surprise there. They've underachieved. Ken Hitchcock, we understand, on his way back to Dallas with Lindy Ruff going out the door. So a lot of coaching carousels going on right now in the NHL. Not to put you on the spot, Brian, and I know you said this to me before, and as many people as you know and as much as you love the game and as knowledgeable as you are and much as you love sports, I know you're spending a lot of time with your son right now and you're coaching, and that's important. On the horizon for our local favorite here, Brian Smolinski, to eventually maybe see him with some organization in the NHL?
Well, that would be fantastic. I would definitely love to. I haven't put myself out on the market at all, and you know, time is coming. I still have you know, little ones, and still enjoy being at home with those guys. But you know, yeah, you know, there's always something. I'm up for a job with the National Hockey League, which is in that Learn to Skate program, which they introduced in January at the All-Star Game, which was in LA, and you know, that's going to be a lot of fun. So if that's what I'm going to be doing, you might be seeing me down in some of those rinks down in Toledo. You just never know.
Good stuff. You know, we do this Wednesday night show from Tamashander. You and I have talked about this before, you know, at length. I'm just amazed. USA Hockey's Learn to Skate and Learn to Play Hockey program that Mike Mankowski's putting on there. I mean, those programs are absolutely jam-packed, not only with boys, with women as well. I remember going to that rink years ago, and you know that rink as well. You know, in the afternoon, there's nobody. You go out there, now there's 100 kids skating in some of these programs. It's absolutely unbelievable. Hey, well, I got you on, Brian. Anything else going on in hockey that you think's important that I might have missed?
No, we got some good hockey, you know, in the National Hockey League. And, you know, I did not know that the Walleye were in the playoffs. Well, I knew they were doing well from my parents. I know they frequent some of the games. And I think my sister and brother-in-law work at the Walleye games, and they usher there. So that's fantastic. It's great to see hockey blossoming down there. And the Walleye, it's a great event down there. Great place to watch hockey game at the Huntington Center, so I can't, maybe one of these days I'll get down there. So good luck to those guys, and, you know, all the best to everybody I know. Happy Easter.
No, I got to tell you, Toledo, happy Easter to you too, Brian. I know Toledo's going to be rocking tomorrow, by the way, with both the Mud Hens. They had their home opener today, and the Walleye starting the playoffs tomorrow night. So, hey, great hearing your voice. All the best to you. Somewhere down the road, we'll reach out again. Appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure, Mike. You guys have a good one.
Ryan Smolinski, Toledo Zone. 1,000 NHL games, first-round draft choice. When U.S.-born players, not the plethora of players you see on rosters today in the NHL, number one draft choice out of Michigan State, who have a new coach, of course, in Danton Cole. By the way, everybody, next week, before tee-off time on Thursday, it's FanDuel Golf. Pick your team, win cash. FanDuel, submit your lineup again before tee-off next Thursday. And you know there's more than golf. You got basketball. You got baseball. Play as often as you want. Over 2.5 million players have won cash prizes playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. Try it today. New users get FanDuel's combo five-pack valued up to $50. That's five free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contest. Just finish the top half to win cash. Get your five free entries. Go to FanDuel.com. Click the Join Now button. Enter promo code France. That's F-R-A-N-T-Z. You know, like Bob, he's on from 3 to 5. Promo code France. Void where prohibited. By the way, my general manager back at the studio, you know, if I had to grade him right now on the teams that we have selected, I guess I would give him, C+, maybe a B. Tell me about who we had yesterday, Frank.
Wow, Mike, only a C+, huh?
Well, you got to lobby a little harder. I've always been known, I don't grade with a curve. You got to understand that.
Ah, the tough grader. Well, from yesterday, we had Adam Duvall from Cincinnati. He went 1-for-4 with a run and a walk. Michael Fulmer on the mound. You know, we always like to take our Detroit guys, you being a huge Tigers fan. He went 6 innings, giving up 4 hits, 7 strikeouts, and got the win. Yoenis Cespedes for the Mets, 1-for-2, 2-run double. And Mike Leake, pitcher for St. Louis, who got the win and 7 strikeouts.
Where do I pick up my money?
Oh, I thought I was keeping that.
No, okay. I figured the general manager needs his compensation. We're going to have to work something
we'll
out.
We'll work something. We'll get a contract.
We'll get some kind of percentage here, of course. Good job, by the way, Frank. Back to close it out. Hey, a quick reminder, by the way, Toledo's ESPN 106.5, the ticket, and Buck Brothers has a chance for you to win a new driveway. It's the ugliest driveway contest. Details on how you can win coming Monday. Buck Brothers and Toledo sports leader ESPN 106.5. The ticket. Back to close it out after this. Drive time driven by the low payment king Ralph Mahalik. Amazing April deals. Visit Monroe Superstore. That's through tomorrow. How about this one? 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude. $158 a month. That's a 36-month lease. Brian Smolinski joined us. Head coach Dan Watson of the Walleye joined us. Back to close it out after this. This is Drive Time coming to you from the beautiful showroom at the Superstore.
It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. We're going to do it again tomorrow right here at the Superstore, everybody. See you around 5:05 tomorrow night. I don't want to catch you off guard here, Frank, so I'll talk here for about 17 seconds to give you a little heads up, of course, to give us a Toledo Mudhen update from Fifth Third Field downtown, where the Hens have their home opener today, by the way. Pretty good start for the Hens. Tigers got beat today. Sanchez got lit up. How about this? Seven hits, 6 runs. Good news. Cabrera had a home run for the Tigers, who are 6-3. I don't remember the last time that I think a series in April, you know, has been this big. I get the 162 games. I understand you're only 9 games in. By the way, Jacoby Jones, 2 hits today. Iglesias had 3. That's a little update from Reeb Funeral Home, by the way, one of our great sponsors here on Drive Time. So the bottom of the order starting to hit. Cabrera, home run. That's a good sign for him as well. McCann's has been great. But April, a series in Cleveland. Last year, the Tigers won 2 and lost 16. And Detroit was in the race to the next to the last day of the year. So take a look at that. If Detroit was an even 500 last year against the Cleveland Indians, they were in the postseason. So after years of Detroit dominating Cleveland, a complete turnaround. Again, I can't wait till Saturday. Kluber for the Cleveland Indians, Justin Verlander for the Tigers, 4 o'clock first pitch from Cleveland. That is on Saturday. Good weekend of sports, Easter Sunday. What do you got on the Hens, Frank?
And still, it's all Indianapolis here. We're at the top of the seventh. Indianapolis leads Toledo 3-0. Chad Bell gets yanked after the fifth inning. 5 strikeouts on the day, not too bad, but Toledo need to get the bats going, only have 1 hit.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad outing for Bell, 3 runs. I mean, you're right, 1 hit for the Mud Hens. Not a lot of pitchers are going to win games if your teammates have only rattled out 1 hit on opening day. I'm sure jam-packed down at 5th, 3rd field. Go see the Walleye on tomorrow night, game one of their best of 7 against my old team, by the way, the Kalamazoo Wings. Spent 8 years up there, just a great ownership group and a great organization a long, long time ago, and, of course, against my hometown Toledo as well. So that's underway Friday, home games Friday and Saturday night. That's at the beautiful Huntington Center downtown. We'll do it again tomorrow right here from the Superstore, everybody. Frank, great job back at the studios tonight. Pick us a winner tomorrow on FanDuel, will you please?
Always.
Again, my name's Mike Miller. My name's Mike Miller for the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, and Frank Gargano, our producer. So long and good night, everybody, from the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Drive time driven by the Low Payment King. Good night, everybody.